You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for December 6th, 2015. Happy Sunday, everyone. I hope you all had a good time in church. I know I sure did. Today's show is sponsored by someone named Honey Baby. That is the name that's on the Patreon, so thanks, Honey Baby, for sponsoring today's show. If you'd like to sponsor a show, you can either go to patreon.com/phonelosers, or better yet, go to phonelosers.org/cactus. And you won't have to wait for me to approve you for the secret show thing. It'll just be automatic, because we all know how bad I am about answering emails. It's all automated. It's perfect. It's amazing. Just do it that way. Phonelosers.org/cactus. I have some really important news and announcements and stuff before we get started with the show. The most important one is that once again, the Prank Call Nation is doing a charity drive for Christmas for, families, needy families that need a bunch of Christmas gifts. Giad from The Art of Phone Larking, he once again is spearheading the whole thing, and he set up a page at prankcallnation.com/pranksgiving. It's the one time of the year where you can be forgiven for all your sins. I know I need to donate to it, because holy crap, have I had a year of sinning. And on the website, it says the person we're helping is a grandmother of four kids that live with her. The grandmother has served as a foster home for kids in need for many years. Blah, 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 blah. You just read about it. prankcallnation.com/pranksgiving. And please, if you have a little bit of money in your PayPal account, there is a donate button, and that will donate money to Giad, who will, in turn, buy Christmas gifts for the four kids and make some random grandmother's life just a little bit easier for a month or two. And, personally, I hate children. I hate making children happy. But whatever. I need the points to get into heaven, so I'm definitely going to be donating soon. And I think Giad told me that he's up to $400 already. In the past, the previous 2 years, I think we were up to about $800. So we were able to give amazing Christmases to two different families now. This will be the third one. So please go there and donate. It's prankcallnation.com/pranksgiving. Even if it's just $400, that's pretty amazing. But in the past, it's been $800. So don't be hobos. Go there and donate everything you're able to. And speaking of pranksgiving, I completely missed out on the whole thing. I was out of town seeing family and stuff, so I didn't get to participate in pranksgiving, but I also didn't even get to listen to it, which kind of sucked. I was just busy, and for pretty much the entire 24 hours that we did prank calls, or I can't say we, that Prank Call Nation did prank calls, I wasn't around to hear it, and I'm really hoping the podcast feeds get updated soon so I can listen to what I missed. So keep an eye on prankcallnation.com on the podcast feeds, and hopefully they will be updated soon with the entire 24 hours of live prank phone calls that everyone except me did. Details on all of this can be found on prankcallnation.com/pranksgiving. I guess the other important announcement is that there was a secret show last week. Since I was out of town for about a week straight, or 9 days straight, or something like that, I was gone for a long time. I tried to do other stuff, since I couldn't do live shows while I was on the road. But I did put together a secret show, and it's not a show of prank calls, it's just an interview that I did with another podcast, and I don't know, some people have said it's interesting, and you may enjoy that if, you're me, I guess. So, as I said before, go to phonelosers.org/cactus, and you can sign up to support the show and hear the secret shows. I think there's an entire four secret shows now. Isn't that amazing? I need to do more of them. And then I also did that thing, I'm sure most of you have heard it by now, but it's music mixed with old pranks. That was kind of fun, I guess, but it could have been better. I want to do more of those, but I wanted them to be better. I kind of rushed through that one. I think it could have been better than it was. So I hope you all enjoyed that, or at least didn't completely hate it. And one last thing, I was at Petco the other day, buying some food for my mice. I got up to the register, and of course, I gave them my phone number, and they're like, "Oh, you must be Liz." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's me, because Liz Darwin hacked my Petco account and put her name on it, so now every time I go there, I get to hear Liz's name. Thanks a lot for that, Liz." Anyway, that's not the point of this. The point is, as I was walking out, you guys remember when I was getting those lists at the front of the doors. Petco has all those events for your pets, like, to get your photos taken with Santa and Christmas parades and all kinds of weird shit that people do with their pets? Well, there was a list on a clipboard. There were several of them, actually, on a table at the front of Petco. And you could write down your name, your pet's name, your phone number, whatever other information they asked for. And it was just a big list of people's phone numbers and names. And I remember I took a picture of the one at my local Petco. And I think I sent it to Matt Hillock's show, or maybe someone else's, I don't remember. But then some of you other people, you sent me lists of your Petcos, and I don't think we really did that a whole lot, but maybe we did it enough to make a corporate memo happen, because now there's no more list. Instead, there's a clipboard with a piece of paper on it that says, "Free seminars, please see a Petco partner to reserve your spot for the seminars." And I know some other prank call shows were doing the same thing. They were getting phone numbers from Petcos and prank calling them. So I'm just going to fantasize that I'm responsible for this. I am fully to blame for them taking the lists away from the front door. Maybe it's just my local Petco that did it. But I'm always happy if I can create a policy change of some sort at a corporate store. Because that's always funny to do. I just wish we would have known about it and could have read the memo. Alright, enough of all this news and intro garbage. You guys don't want to hear this. You want to hear prank calls. So we're going to do that. Earlier today, I did a live show on the Prank Call Nation Mixler, and it was kind of fun. I only did 90 minutes, and I've got to edit it all now and cut it down to probably, 30 minutes or something. No, hopefully it won't be that short. But that's what today's show is. It's a live show that I did about an hour ago, and I called a bunch of homeowners. So let's get started with that. Here is today's live show. Now I got a text. He's texting me. Jesus Christ. Now I have to reply to a text. Okay, hey everyone. This is RBCP, and I'm doing a live show. Quit texting me, Jesus Christ. Alright, let me turn down my phone. I'm so popular. It sucks being so popular. Alright, I'm doing a list today. It was a list that was sent to me by a listener named Avai. I think that's how it's pronounced. Avai sent me this list. I found a ton of phone directories from around where I live. Here's the neighborhood I used to live in. There's a ton of cranky old people there from what I can remember. Also, I'm unsure what his address was, but there was a creepy pedo man who flashed me when I was like 6, and many others. Many others pedos? I don't know. And then he sends me a list on a very interesting site. Oh, also he says, P.S. Since Thanksgiving is coming up, can you give me some advice on my cooking? Anytime I try cooking turkey, I pull it out only to reveal a huge chunk of obsidian. Do you know why this is happening? I don't want to feed my family obsidian. I don't have any advice for you, Avai. I'm very sorry. I'm not much of a cook myself. Maybe one of the listeners can write in with some comments or something. I don't know. The website that he sends me to for this list of people on the street that he used to live on is a website I've never heard of. It's Hometry. Is that how you would pronounce it? It's home, Hometry.com, and it does entire lists of everyone that lives on an entire street, which is kind of cool. Usually I use whitepages.com. But anyway, I've got an entire list. All of these people are on one single street, and it's in order. Like, I'm going to be calling straight down the street from one side to the other. And I'm using the first person on the list. I'm using his phone number. That's going to be my phone number for everyone to see. So maybe when I'm all done with this, I will call him after. Yep, that's what I'll do. And I don't have any ideas. I don't know. I could do... I'll start out with True Green. We'll just start from there. Oh, that's not good. No, never mind. That's okay. Everything's fine, everyone. Don't worry.
Hello, you've reached 385. Matt and Aaron can't come.
Oh, thanks for that. So this website, I mean, everyone, it seems to be, current. This website I'm using for people's phone numbers, it's kind of cool. I like this website. It's a cool website. Everyone should use it. It's home. Hi, darling.
No, she must have had this number before us.
Oh,
she doesn't live here.
This isn't the Allegretto residence.
No, we get calls for her quite frequently.
Oh, mother.
Got her home phone.
Motherfucker, goddamn shit. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, who's this?
Well, who's this?
This is Dave.
Oh. No, I'm not going to say who I am, but that she doesn't live here.
Oh, well, that's kind of an asshole move, because I told you my name. Now you're not going to tell me your name? And she's gone. At least she could hear me, though. All right. Right after I said that this list seems really current, it's not. So, goddamn it, Avi. This website is garbage. Garbage. Hometry.com. It's a very cool website. So far. Even if it has out-of-date phone numbers on it. Nothing but out-of-date phone numbers. It also tells you their profession sometimes. If they're a high school graduate, they're ethnic. It says English. Their ethnicity is English. And has partial email addresses on it.
Hello?
Hi, is Martin there?
Hello? Yes, may I ask who's calling?
It's Dave from True Green. We accidentally sprayed your lawn.
Did?
Yeah, by accident. We were supposed to do a neighbor's lawn.
Oh, Hosterman's.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Oh, okay. Because they get you guys. We have crepe, so we have lawn doctor.
Oh,
but that's fine. We don't have an animal now, so that's fine.
Yeah, but the problem is that it was grass killer that we sprayed on there.
Okay, that is a problem.
Yeah, they put the wrong thing in the wrong truck, and he took the wrong truck out to do the Hosterman's lawn.
Oh, okay.
And so, has your lawn started turning yet? Started turning to yellow?
Maybe in spots.
Okay.
Yeah, but I thought that was from the frost.
No, it's not from the frost.
Okay.
It's from the
okay. Well, you better talk to
industrial
my husband.
Strength
just a
killer that we put all over the lawn.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
We sprayed our yard with Brian. The guy got the truck stuff. They have grass killer on ours.
Hello.
Hey there, this is Joe from the from True Green.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know, I mean, I already told your wife, I don't know why she passed the phone to you, but we accidentally sprayed lawn killer on your lawn. It's industrial strength poison that is going to eat away at your entire lawn. I just wanted to apologize for that.
What are we going to do about that to correct it?
You might try... Like, if you put tarp down and just put rocks, like decorative rocks?
No, I'm not putting tarps down. No.
Well, you have to put tarps down before you put rocks down. Otherwise, the grass will come up through the rocks and it'll look stupid. So, you have to do the tarp first.
Put the tarps down before what?
Before you put rocks, decorative rocks, all over where your lawn used to be.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, weeds could sprout up in between the rocks. I mean, not very many, because we've put poison down, but eventually, because the poison, it has a half-life of 30 years.
You got to be pulling my leg.
No, of course not, no. It was just a complete accident. They sent the wrong truck out, and they had the wrong address on the form. So the Hostermans weren't supposed to get lawn killer on their lawn.
They weren't?
No, that was a completely separate mistake from the mistake where we went to the wrong house.
When was this done?
It's just a few, I think 3 days ago on, would that be Thursday?
On Thursday?
Yeah, and they filled the back of the truck with depleted uranium. So you may want to use the back door from now on.
Yeah, who is this calling?
This is Joe from True Green. And he's gone. Neither one of them were buying it. And I would say that it's pretty much whatever the fuck your name is in the chat room. Ray, it's your fault. The uranium blew it. Thanks a lot for that. No, I don't think he believed it before that either. Only bad thing about this list, or this is so crazy, like, occupation, clerical, white collar, education, high school graduate, ethnic, English. They have an AOL.com email address, which is weird. The next guy down, the same guy in the household, he's in the service occupations. It's very vague, the stuff they put on here. I don't know. It's kind of weird. So I started at 1001 on this street. I'm now down to 1009. And I don't know how far it goes, but it's a really long page. I'm going to skip 1009, though. Let's go to 1010. We're now calling a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath with 1,847 square feet. It doesn't show their age, though. That was always kind of nice on white pages, just to see the age of who I'm calling. I could just skip straight to the old people.
Hello?
Hi. Tina?
Is somebody calling for Mom?
What?
Who it is.
What? Speak up. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Tina?
Yes?
Hey, it's Harold from down the street. I live over at 1019.
Okay.
And
daughter, we don't use this phone. That's why we're all so confused. We only use cells, and this is hooked up for an emergency, and we only ever get, like, junk sales calls. So we apologize if you were we're all like, who is it? Who is it? Who are they calling for? We're just not used to ever getting a call on our phone, so I apologize.
That's pretty weird. But yeah, I was looking on this website. It's hometree.com, and I noticed that your house is only 1,900 square feet. And I mean, you know, on my listing, my house is 2,800 square feet. So it's
I'm not even sure what you're seeing us on. That isn't accurate.
Oh no, it is. No, everything's accurate on here. But I just wanted to make fun of you because you live in a small house and I don't. I mean, you don't have to be ashamed. Well, I mean, you should be ashamed, but you don't have to lie. I mean, I know your house is only 1,900 square feet.
Who is this?
This is Harold from down the street. I live at 1019. I'm in the big house, unlike your small house. It's only 1,900 square feet.
Okay.
Now, basically, I'm just calling to let you know that you're basically a bunch of hobos living there in your tiny house. My house is more or less a mansion compared to yours. So from now on, when I see you drive by, my head will be higher than yours, and you're basically just a peasant. All of you, peasants. Peasants that are weird about answering your home phone.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I mean, your house is a joke. 1,900 square feet. You may as well be living in a box. Cardboard box. My house is like 2,800 square feet. It's almost an extra 1,000 square feet of footage here. We have a pool table and everything.
Can I have a number to call you back?
It's on your caller ID. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You're probably
I don't have caller ID.
Yeah, you're too poor for caller ID. I'm sorry. Yep. You are peasants. And from now on, I just won't be making eye contact with you at all.
What house are you in?
Just down the street a bit. Why, are you going to come and admire
which
it?
House number?
Are you going to bring your family over and admire it? I'll let you in if
which
you want.
House number?
1019. I'll let you in if you want. I'll let you come in and look at all my square footage.
West or east?
Just down the street. Just a few houses down.
Is that on west?
It's just very important. When you come over, your heads shall not be higher than mine. I will always be the highest.
West?
It's the same one as you, dummy. I'm here on your street.
Well, I will be contacting the Homeowners Association about you.
For what? Because you're jealous?
No, because you're being an asshole.
Oh, now you're going to curse at me. Yeah, that's something that, you know, low-rent people would do. People who have no class or square footage. That was a good hang-up noise. He basically did a... He did one of those. See what home phones have become? This is why I'm not getting answers, because people only get sales calls on their home phones. They freak out when anyone calls it. Like that girl at the beginning, Mom, someone's calling for Mom. I don't understand. What is this thing on the wall? Yes, Homeowners Association, I'm very jealous of this guy down the street. Just calling to let you know about that. She tried to tell me that wasn't accurate, just because she's ashamed of her square footage. These next people, they have 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, and 2,700 square feet. Everyone's saying I should do tunnel calls. It's more of a nighttime. That's more of a nighttime while I'm drunk type thing to do. Yeah, let me hurry up and get drunk. Just a minute.
Hi, you've reached the Pletchers. We can't come.
These names are all correct. They're just not picking up. Holy crap, 159 people listening? I'm sorry, everyone. Now I feel like a real asshole. Nothing's working today.
Hello?
Hi, Roy? Dennis?
Yeah?
Hey, Dennis. It's Roy. I live down the street. I'm over at 1032.
Okay.
And I was wondering if, by chance, you guys found... my wedding ring in your backyard? My wife's wedding ring?
No.
Oh.
I haven't been in the backyard for a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. We were back out there a couple nights ago, and we haven't seen her wedding ring since that night, so we thought we might have dropped it in your backyard.
Well, I'll keep my eye out for it. Like I said, I was in hunting camp all last week.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't really been out that way, but... Is it gold or silver?
It's gold, and it's really close to your house, close to the back of your house, around that porch area type thing.
Okay, you're at 1038 in case I find it.
Yeah, it's Roy. It's just,
all right, I'll go take a look.
Yeah, we lost it around 3 in the morning, I think. And I went back the next morning, but I didn't see it.
Okay, I will take a look.
All right. You didn't just, like, take it and pawn it or anything, did you?
What's that?
You didn't just take it to pawn it or something, did you?
I don't know why you're saying that.
Well, I mean, it has a lot of sentimental value, so I hope you're not just going to take it to the pawn shop.
I don't know why you're talking like this.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just saying, like, if you find it, we'll give you,
I'll
a reward.
I'll bring it to you. Yes. I mean, what kind of people do you think we are?
Okay, well, you don't have to pawn it, is what I'm saying. We'll give you, you know, $10 or whatever.
I don't even know why you're talking like this.
I'm talking like what? I'm just saying, like, we lost our ring in your backyard.
Okay, now I'll ask you, what are you doing up here at 3 in the morning?
We were just laying out, looking at the stars.
You're laying out, looking at stars in our backyard, on our porch?
Not on the porch, no, we were in the grass.
Well... That's not a real good idea at 3 in the morning.
Well, no, it was fine. That was the place we wanted to be. I would like to say, though, that your grass, it's very, it's like itchy. Do you ever considered using, like, True Green or something?
No.
Okay, I mean, you should consider it, because your grass is like hobo grass. It's like, I don't know.
Well, that's the way I like it.
It's kind of gross, and it's not very comfortable to lie on.
Okay, that's too bad. I wouldn't lay on it then.
Well, we're not going to anymore, because it's, you know, it's a shitty lawn.
Okie doke. Goodbye.
Are you going to pawn it, though? You're not going to pawn it, right? Took him long enough to decide that was weird, that was lying in his yard. Or that the ring was in his yard, I guess. Dennis is a clerical white-collar worker with an associate degree, and his wife is the same thing, only she's a high school graduate with a Yahoo email address. They have good square footage, though.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, it's Neil.
Hello, James?
Yes.
James, this is Roy from down the street. I live out over on 1053.
Who is it?
It's Roy. I live just a few houses down from you.
Oh, okay.
I was working in my basement, and I found a tunnel on the other side of the wall. I'm in the tunnel right now, and I think I'm underneath your house.
Well, how'd that happen?
I was working on the walls in the basement, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of hammering on the bricks, and there was something on the other side, and it's a tunnel, and the stairs went down. And according to GPS, I'm right underneath your house right now.
Right now?
Yes, I'm underneath your house. I'm banging on the floor, but I think you have a basement, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you probably can't hear me. I think I'm on the other side of your basement wall.
Wait, so on your side?
Well, no, I'm pretty much right underneath your house right now. And there's some sort of... There's some sort of Indian... Well, I don't know if Indian, but there's a lot of bones down here. Like, just dead people, bones.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty crazy. So, Have you ever tried knocking through your basement walls, like just removing the walls and looking on the other side?
Now, you'll be on the upper side.
I think I'm kind of in the front of your house. I'm kind of underneath your front lawn, but on the other side of the basement wall.
Well, I don't know.
But it looks like there's a door that goes into your basement, but then I open it up and it's just, it's like cinder blocks.
So you're out front?
I'm underneath your front lawn.
Oh, okay.
And there's a door that opens up, but it's just cinder blocks. I'm kicking them right now. If you're in your basement, can you hear me kicking them?
Wait a minute, where do I get down there? You'll be towards the highway then, huh?
Yeah, in the front of the house. I'm underneath your front lawn, but I'm right at your wall. I'm like right at the front of your house. Because GPS works when you're underground, you know?
Okay, just give me a little bit here.
There's a lot of stuff down here underneath your front lawn. Like there's rooms, and there's a moonshine still.
Okay, where?
The front.
Okay,
the
I'm facing the highway.
Okay, are you right at the wall?
Yep.
Okay, I'm banging on the wall, and do you hear me kicking? I'm kicking at the wall.
No.
Do you have a hammer or some like a sledgehammer where you could just start breaking through the bricks?
No.
You're gonna need to go to Home Depot. We should try and break through this door, where this door is, and then you'll have more square footage in your house. Because I noticed you only have 1,668 square feet in there, and this would give you more.
Well, I know that when. They had offered to put a root cellar in.
Oh, there's more than a root cellar. There's like a moonshine still. There's several rooms. It goes down several floors, and it's actually underneath your basement. And there's also a staircase that goes up into your basement, into the floor of your basement. But, you know, there's cement on the top of it. You'd have to break through that. There's pretty much an entire lost city down here.
Oh.
And the first level's made of gold. Do you have any TNT? Any dynamite? Hello, James? Hello, James? Hello? Did you hang up on me? James? Oh, James is gone. Let me try him right back. It was telling him that everything was made of gold. That fucked it up.
Oh.
Oh, we got disconnected somehow, James. Do you have...
Yeah, what?
I'm sorry, what?
So what are you doing now? Where are you now?
I'm underneath your basement now. I just went down the stairs. And I'm knocking on the ceiling with a broom. I do see your drainage pipes, but do you know if your house was involved, like, was it part of the Underground Railroad?
About how deep are you, do you think?
I'm under the basement now. I went down the stairs, and I'm under the basement. I've brought Christmas lights with me so I can see things. Do you know if your house was a part of the Underground Railroad, though?
No.
How do you know? Like, how old's your house? Because this is really old stuff down here.
No, our house is about 15 years old.
Oh, well, it must have been built on top of all these grave sites, these Indian burial grave site things. And there's also an old computer down here.
I don't know.
Like, there's an old computer, but it's got a computer, it's the whole interface, it's like very weird looking. I've never seen anything like this. Oh crap, I just booted it up. I don't know what's going on. Are you still there, James? I think James hung up. Oh well. That was fun. Let me shut down this computer. Hold on. Oh, shit. Robots are coming. Alright. Jesus, that was intense. Holy fucking shit, there's 258 people listening right now. That's weird. Guys don't have anything better to do on a Sunday. So thanks, everyone in the chat room that said I should do tunnel calls. That's kind of fun. Scrolling down, trying to find the next one. The Powells. The Powells have 2,112 square feet. Not including the underground, sub-basement. 47 floors of sub-basement. That's not included, I don't think.
The mailbox is full, and there is not enough space to leave.
All right. I love that guy went to his basement and like tried to listen at the walls. Exactly, Opie. Opie says this is how old people get scammed out of money. They just believe anything.
The person you have dialed can't take your call now.
I think right now would be the perfect time to stop the live show and take our mid-show break so we can do the most important part of the show, which of course is the voicemails. I noticed when I was editing this, though, that the music levels are a little off, and I'm sorry about that. I just recently got a new Android phone to play the music through for live shows. I haven't been doing that for close to a year now because my old Android phone stopped working. The battery died on it. It won't boot up anymore. And I've just been manually inserting the music after I do the editing and stuff. It's a huge pain in the ass. Now it's going to be a lot easier. By the way, this Android phone I got it from Walmart, and it's an LG Sunrise L15G. I'm sure I have no idea if that's a good phone or not. It seems pretty shitty to me. It's a track phone, basically. You know, I'm not going to put phone service on it, of course. But I paid $9.82 for it at Walmart. I actually bought four of them so I can have extra soundboards besides my tablet that I've been using for, you know, just the regular sound effects and stuff. For $9.82, how could I not buy four of them? And I'm just telling you guys this so you can go to Walmart and get the same deal. I swear this isn't a paid sponsorship thing or anything like that. But I just think it's kind of cool that you can get an Android cell phone for under 10 bucks. Especially for the other Prank Call Nation hosts out there. If you're looking for a soundboard, you know, in addition to your mixer or whatever. 10 bucks for a brand new Android cell phone. Which works at least good enough to play a sound effects board on. I don't know how powerful the phone is. But it's a pretty good deal. Everyone should go do that. Go buy yourself tons of Android phones at Walmart. And speaking of great deals, you won't find any on the phonelosers.org store. But Christmas is near, so if you want some PLA crap by Christmas, you should probably get on there right now, because you can buy PLA shirts and books and coins and stickers and those stupid lanyards that nobody wants. I'm going to be stuck with tons of those forever. And the PLA Con badges and the ID cards. The store is located at phonelosers.bandcamp.com, or you can just go to phonelosers.org/store. I still have those coins left. I have, I don't know, maybe just three or four left. That's all there is of the 2014 coins. And I think they're even more valuable now because, you know, I don't see me getting the 2015 coins done anytime soon. I think I am going to make 2015 coins, though, by the way. I'm just going to make them in 2016. It's stupid. I'm stupid. I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't get that done, but I didn't. But great deals at your local Walmart and on phonelosers.org/store. Let's see how badly my voicemails have piled up. Holy crap, 84. This is what happens when I don't do any live shows for a long time.
Hey, Arby. I was watching a movie the other day. Bill Murray, that St. Vincent. I don't know if you've seen it or not. But
I have not.
In it, they have a shitty payphone and flashcards with a cactus on it.
Wow.
Coincidence? I don't know.
Probably.
Cactus.
That is kind of a weird coincidence. I mean, unless the payphone is located in the South, does the movie take place in the South? Because cacti are kind of a big thing down there, so maybe that's all it was. Maybe it just takes place in Arizona or something.
Rupert, the monkey boy, yeah? Hello, Rupert. Just wondering if it would be okay with you if I were to throw out a few, let's say, swear words over your voicemail.
Okay.
Let's like
sure.
This. Fuck, shit, ass, bitch, cunt, scribbity doo wop, whoops, skibbity bee box, and Christopher Reeves, Sonny Bono, Seahorse, and hitting some trees. I wonder how many retards will listen to me, and one of the troop of school with his pistol to teacher.
All right, thanks for that. I think that was from the Marshall Mathers LP, right? Or EP, or whatever the fuck he calls it. Put down Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, hey, Brad, it's Dan Trucker. Yeah, I got through all the 2014 shows.
Yay.
And I was wondering what you meant by I was going to be disappointed when I got to 2013.
Uh-oh.
Well, disappointment is quite the understatement.
Oh, shit.
I almost had a tear in my left eye. Anyway,
I
caught some shows on YouTube there from 2013. So listen to those things.
Oh, that's right. Pretty much all of the shows are on YouTube. So if you can't find them on the podcast feed, just scroll really far back on YouTube.
I was able to catch you on a live show you did yesterday, and man, I sure hope you're feeling better. All right, my friend. Catch you later. Bye.
He honked his horn at me. I feel like a kid again, getting truckers to honk their horns. Yeah, that was 4 weeks ago. I guess that's when I was really sick and could barely talk or whatever the problem was at the time. I'm feeling much better these days. Thanks for asking.
Guys, everyone, I figured out what Brad Carter's secret identity is.
Oh, no, gotta go.
His real name is Alex.
That. Okay, fine. Hey, you already heard it.
Alex Hirsch. You see, the reason he hasn't been doing any snowplow shows lately is because he's busy working on Weird Mageddon. Oh, and by the way, side note, Merry Christmas!
Weird Mageddon. Okay, whatever that means. I think jokes are going over my head or something. And that guy knows that I'm a month behind on voicemails for saying Merry Christmas 4 weeks ago.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm going to edit so many pauses out of this voicemail.
What you doing? What you doing, buddy? Yeah. Oh, that sounds fascinating. Well, just wanted to let you know that up here in Canada, it's pretty warm out, unseasonably so.
Oh, no. Your igloos are going to melt. Can you shut your kids the fuck up?
Okay, I'll make sure I'll get right on that, Brad. Thank you. Okay, well, yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Bye.
He did it. I'm going to assume that he probably kicked his kid to make it cry. Good job on that. All kids need to be kicked.
Hey, Roy. It's Vinny again. You never play my voicemails. I'm even a Patreon donator. Well, anyway.
They probably suck.
Someone on the last show on the voicemail said something about laugh tracks on TV being from the 1950s in today's TV. That's not really true. They do have a lot of ones they use over and over again, like Nickelodeon on all their stupid iCarly shows and all that shit. They use the same one for, like...
iCarly's amazing. Don't make fun of iCarly.
Part of a decade or so. I'm not really sure. I think they still use it today, actually. I don't know why it takes them so long to record new laugh tracks, but hey, they should go get Laugh Track Matt.
Yes.
Wow. I made a funny. Not really. That was pretty shitty. Gloria's jokes are better. Or Olga. I called her Gloria.
How could you confuse Gloria with Olga? What an insult to one of them.
But now, Cactus Cactus.
Yeah, I knew they weren't using 50s laugh tracks. I'm old enough to remember 50s laugh tracks. From all those wacky sitcoms in the 60s.
Hey, Roy, it's Jimster. Quick question. Why is there no cacti internship thing?
Oh, you have to be a Patreon member for that.
I want to come up to Albany and, help you with the show.
Albany? You mean Roy?
Maybe bring some friends and we can just do slave labor for you for, a week or something. I don't know. Just a suggestion. Bye.
Bye. There are internships. You guys have heard me doing the end of the shows lately, where I give credit to all of the people that helped out, doing the producing and the editing and the catering and the massaging. What do you mean I don't have internships? You just need to pay better attention.
Hey, Arby. I just want to say, get well soon, buddy. Hope you feel better.
Aw.
Cactus, cactus.
Thanks. That was 3 weeks ago, back in the days where I felt really, really shitty.
Hey, Brad, I was just wondering if you've ever signed up to be a volunteer at the phone bank for a political candidate, because it's a really easy way to get a bunch of phone numbers with names and everything. It's going to be a good way to get numbers for your show. Thanks.
I should do that. Or, instead of doing that, I could just order call waiting for the phones that they have inside the phone bank and forward their calls to my house. That is a good idea, though. I should just do that, just to fuck with people that call in. Maybe see how long I can last there till I get fired.
Brad, what's up? This is Christian from Arizona. You don't know me, but I'm
hi, Christian.
Anyways, I had a quick question for him.
Where do I get a phone that doesn't sound like garbage? Is that your question?
Listening back to
sorry, that was uncalled for.
All of your shows, because I love it, by the way. Go ahead and say thank you. And then I'm actually a few months down. And
down
from I thought
what?
At the end of one show you were playing this song, I Ain't Got a Smile, by the artist formerly known as Cockerman.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just curious, did somebody send you in those songs, or did you actually used to listen to him when he used to make all the songs, parody songs about poop?
I found Cockerman during when I was doing PLA Radio, the Walmart episode of PLA Radio. And I was just looking for random songs about Walmart, and his Walmart song came up, I guess on YouTube probably. And somehow that led me to the other songs he did, which most of them I didn't like, but there was the one song that was sort of a serious song, the one called Ain't Got Much of a Smile or whatever. And that was a cool song and a cool video, so I recorded the song off of YouTube, turned it into an MP3, and now I own it.
I thought it was kind of funny because I used to listen to that a lot way back in the day. When he's making all this music before he said he found Jesus, I stopped making music. He used to make all these parody songs, including shit and poop. It was just funny. And I was wondering if he listened to them, too. Well, I hope that you get to answer this, because I'm really wondering. And I love you. Cactus. Bye.
It was 3 weeks ago. He's probably no longer a listener. But I answered the question. It's not my fault he doesn't listen anymore. Yeah, you guys probably don't remember it, but it's some song I played on the end of the show once. And it had a very interesting music video to go with it. I'll put a link to it in the show notes if I can find it. It's usually hard to find. Because the artist, Kaka Man, he found Jesus, and he decided to stop doing things that don't worship Jesus. Maybe I should do that. Give up doing the snowplow show and just worship Jesus instead. That's a great idea. Okay, that's enough voicemails. Let's get back to the live show. I haven't even started editing the second part yet, so I hope it doesn't suck. I can't remember if it does or it doesn't. But I do remember there was a pretty amusing final boss call. So here it is, the second part of today's live show.
Afternoon.
Hi, Kenneth.
Speaking.
Hey, Kenneth. It's Roy from down the street. I live at 1062.
Yes.
And I keep getting your mail.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's coming to your name and everything, and Mary's name.
My address?
Yeah, it has your address, but they keep bringing it to my house.
I don't know why they must.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's really strange.
You're 1062. Do you drive by a place any time, or should I come down and get it, or what?
Oh, I'm not giving it to you. I'm going to rip it into shreds on the phone right now.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'm going to show you what I do to people that can't handle their mail, you know, make their mail go to where it belongs. I'm ripping this shit up.
Do whatever you want.
I'm ripping it. It's gone. I'm going to throw it in the trash can.
That's a joke.
Take that, Kenneth.
Beg pardon?
I said take that, Kenneth.
Okey-doke.
It's what you get. You didn't care. Oh, well. People are just too happy, it seems like, on the street. I need to find a shittier neighborhood where people are just miserable. It's that damn white privilege is what it is. That's the problem. People think they're so great. They don't understand the struggle like I do. I'm now more than halfway down the street. Down the list of the streets, I mean. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, is this Anderson?
Who?
I'm calling from AT&T about your internet account.
We don't have AT&T internet account.
Oh, that's
thank
bullshit.
You.
Yes, you do. Don't lie to me.
Well, that's a really nice way to talk to somebody on the phone.
Well, I know it was originally SBC Global, but we call it AT&T now. AT&T owns all of them. You know? So maybe that's inaccurate, too, because, you know, it shows her partial email address, and it's at sbcglobal.net. I want to try that again just to see if it's correct. I'm starting to doubt the number of listeners on the Mixler, because I don't think there's really 348 people listening right now. I think somebody is doing something crazy. They're probably trying to DDoS, you know, the thing. DDoS. That's the word that I can't say. I think the Mixler is getting DDoSed. DDoSed. It's probably like, 40 people listening. This guy has a PSU email address.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Yes.
This is David from True Green.
And okay.
It looks like we accidentally sprayed your lawn 3 days ago. We were supposed to do the neighbors, and we did a little bit up the street. We did your address by accident. They put an extra one.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying I'm with True Green, and we accidentally...
I got that part.
Okay, well, you asked me to repeat myself, so that's what I was doing. And we accidentally sprayed your lawn. We were supposed to spray the neighbor's lawn, and we sprayed yours instead.
Okay.
So, first of all, we're going to need payment for that. But... And your neighbor's not very happy with you because we sprayed your lawn instead of his?
Well, my neighbor's not happy with me. That shit have anything to do with me.
Well, it kind of does because we sprayed your lawn. You basically have his lawn treatment on your lawn, and you owe him for...
Well, what I'm saying is that's not my fault, though.
Well, it's not, but it is on your property, so you owe him for the treatment. It's just $35. And you can just go straight to his house and pay him. I don't want to be involved. And that way he can pay us again, and we'll come over and we'll respray his lawn.
Well, okay, I have a question for you. This is, I believe, the second time this has happened. And I'm not sure exactly how this is this is happening, that you guys are accidentally spraying different lawns. I mean, I'm not quite sure how. I mean, I can understand once in a while, but this is twice this has happened.
Well, are you scamming us somehow? Are you tricking us into coming and spraying your lawn?
No, I'm not. And I mean, I've had your service. I mean, I don't know what you're accusing me of doing. I mean, I'm not really appreciating you accusing me of trying to get an extra treatment out of you when you guys make the mistake and spray somebody else's lawn. I mean,
sounds like a scam to
me. I'm
not
quite sure I'm understanding this.
Yeah, it just sounds like a scam. It sounds like you're just trying to get free lawn treatment.
No.
But I can give you his address if you'd like to go over here.
I'm not really, I don't know if he's called or recorded, but I'm not really exactly liking your tone, your take with me. I mean, if I have to call your superior, I can, I'll do that.
Well, I'm an independent contractor. I don't have a superior. I'm my own boss. So nice try with that one. But yeah, if you'd like to go over and pay him, it's just $35. I'm giving him a discount for the two treatments that we did.
Okay, well, I'm still not, you're telling me to go over and pay him, and you're telling me you don't want to get involved in, but yet your guys that service the lawn, and you somehow accidentally service mine, and you don't want to deal with him, but you're talking to me?
Well, you're the one that just is trying to scam everyone, so you just need to stop whatever it is you're doing.
What do you mean I'm trying to scam? What do you mean?
Before we involve the police, you just stop doing what you're doing, because I'm sure it's illegal.
What are you talking about?
Your scam where you're getting free treatments. Whatever
I'm
it is.
I'm not getting free treatments. I've paid for every treatment I've ever gotten from True Green.
Well, except the one you got 3 days ago. That's $35.
Well, what I'm telling you is, why did you treat my lawn instead of my neighbor's?
Apparently you modified the paperwork.
So apparently you guys made a mistake. I'm not trying to understand why you treated my lawn instead of my neighbor's. I should have been done with my lawn treatment for the year.
Well, it's because you're doing something. You're modifying the paperwork. Or maybe you're a hacker. Maybe you're going in and changing.
No, I am not.
You're probably going in and changing the address on the computer with your hacking skills.
No, I am not. I don't know what you're trying to keep, but, I mean, I don't know quite what you're up to here, but you're going to have an issue if you keep going with, telling me that I'm trying to scam you.
All I know is hacking is a federal crime, even if you're just hacking our local database.
I haven't hacked anything. I don't know what you're even talking about.
Oh, okay. Now, so you don't know what I'm talking about. That sounds real.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Telling me that I'm hacking your computer.
Yeah.
Now you've gone from me trying to get an extra to hacking your computer.
You're like one of those Nigerian scammers. And I'm why?
Okay, I think I've had enough of dealing with you. My next step is going to be to the store. I don't know what. I'm not going over. If you want to send somebody here to my house to talk to me, that's well and fine. But who is the neighbors that accidentally didn't get their lawn treatment?
Well, they live at 1007. I mean 1107.
No, you should know their name. Don't tell 11. Me the address. You should know their name.
Hey, tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up because this doesn't concern her.
First of all, you're telling me you need to shut your mouth.
You mean shut the fuck up?
And I think you're a scam artist yourself, personally, is what I think is going on. I've had Chemlawn service for over 4 years, never had a problem until this situation, so I think you're full of shit.
We're not Chemlawn, we're True Green, you idiot.
Okay. And I'm not, first of all, I don't know if you think that I'm going to pay for your mistake, you're really full of it.
Oh, okay, yeah, if you want to have problems with your neighbors, that's none of my business. If you're going to steal their lawn treatment like you've been doing, he's gone. I don't know if you guys could hear his wife in the background. She was saying something to him. People don't like it when you tell their wives to shut the fuck up. I don't know why.
Hello?
Hi, Bonnie?
Yes.
This is Dave from Altel.
Yes.
And we've been noticing some weird activity coming from your internet connection.
Oh, okay.
And it seems like there's been a lot of computer hacking happening from your location there, from your house. And we just need to ask you to please stop doing that. Or we'll have to terminate your account.
I don't know who you are.
I already told you, this is Dave from Altel.
I don't know who Dave from Altel is.
I'm from the security department of Altel, your internet provider. I'm sorry you don't know me personally.
Altel is not my internet provider.
Oh, the hell it isn't. Don't lie to me. We just need you to stop hacking, okay? We need you to stop doing the computer.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
You're calling from a number that is a neighbor.
Is a neighbor? What kind of English is that?
It's a phone number. I have no idea who you are. If you want to come to our home and talk to us and show us ID, we're two 55-year-old people. Why the heck would we know? I don't even know anything about computers.
Oh, my God, you're so old.
I know how to get on, and that's it.
Yeah, that's something a hacker would say.
Oh, my good Lord. Then you come to my home,
don't take
you
the name of the Lord
ID
in vain. I'm a Christian, and I don't appreciate what you just said.
So am I.
Well, then you wouldn't take the
so
name of the Lord
I,
in vain,
I'm a
would
Christian
you?
Too.
You would not take the name of the Lord in vain, you fucking sinner.
Hello.
You tell him.
Your wife is a sinner, and she's going to hell.
Hello?
Hi, sir. Hi, is this Greg?
Hello, who's this?
This is Dave from Altel.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what your stupid wife says. And we need you to stop hacking with your computer, your internet connection. Or we're going to have to turn off your account.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what hacking is.
Oh, the hell you don't. Your wife knows what it is.
You know what? I'd like to, that we could get together face-to-face and discuss it.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
Do you have an office?
I'm calling from a call center.
Sure. And where is that located?
I'm not telling you. No. What are you? Are you going to come in and shoot up the place with your assault rifle or something? I don't need that. Whoa, that made him hang up. Yeah, so I am using the phone number of someone down the street from them. I don't think she knows them or anything. That's a bunch of blocks away. But, you know, on this list I have, it says she uses Altel.net. So, I think she's full of crap. Either that or this list is full of crap. What am I doing next, you guys? I don't know what to do. I'm done with this. I'm about to quit. Fuck this show.
Hello?
Hi, Diane?
Yes?
Hi, this is Steven. I live down the street from you. I'm over at 1108.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if maybe one of you guys might have found my wife's wedding ring in your backyard.
No.
Yeah, we dropped
it. Where would it be in the backyard? We have a pretty big backyard.
Well, it's right up by the house, like right underneath one of the windows in the back.
I can go look.
Oh, that'd
when did she lose it?
It was two nights ago. I guess that would be Thursday night. And just right near the house. And we lost it about 3 a.m. And we looked for it but with a flashlight, but we couldn't find it. And then,
okay, let me get your phone number here.
Oh, you're not going to just look on the phone?
Right on.
You can't just do it right now, real quick?
Pardon?
It might be kind of buried a little kind of deep in the ground because we were 69ing at the time, and I was pushing down on her hands. Wait, does that work? No, that doesn't work. Yeah, but anyway, it's probably buried in the dirt. Do you have a metal detector?
No.
Shit.
What's your phone number?
It's 9.
Okay, my husband's not here right now, but when he gets back, I'll have him look around.
Why can't you do it?
Well, I was waiting for something to come up on the computer.
What are you waiting for? What are you doing?
That doesn't matter.
Well, you brought it up.
Well, I'm looking at
porn?
A gift idea.
A what?
For Christmas.
Oh,
a gift idea.
What kind of gift? Who's it for?
It doesn't matter. Which end of the house were you on?
The back end. In more ways than one. Wink, wink.
Goodbye.
Mm. whoever that was suggested 69. How the hell would... never mind. I don't even care. Not gonna think about it that much. I don't understand why people... Like, why don't they freak out? Like, why are you in my yard? They freaked out when I did it in that other neighborhood. Not in this neighborhood, though. It's completely normal on this street. Only 315 people listening now. I think everyone's getting sick of my shit. Or the DDoSers are giving up, is what it is, actually. Enigma confirmed for me that it's definitely DDoSers. That's what it is. There's not really that many listeners. There's like 15. That's the end of the street. I went all the way from 10:01 to 11:63. Oh, wait, no. Farther than that. It started out at 1:11. Anyway, we need to call the final boss of the street. His name is Leroy, and this is the guy whose number I've been having pop up on everyone's caller ID. Probably won't answer, especially since I'm calling from his number. But maybe he will.
Please enter your password.
Oh, shit. Oh, it wants my password because it thinks I'm calling my voicemail because I have his number. All right, let me switch my number and try again. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is Leroy around?
Leroy is here. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Dave from down the street.
Dave down the street.
Hello.
Hey, Leroy. I just got a call from you. And
no, see, that's happening, Dave. Were you down the street?
Yeah, I'm down the street. They said they were underneath my yard.
My neighbor just called and said they got a call from me, and we haven't been on the phone.
Oh, well, that's weird. No, it came from your number.
Someone's hacking.
What?
Yeah, someone's hacking with my number.
They're hacking?
Apparently so.
I don't know what that means.
Where are you at, Dave? You're here in our development, right?
Well, I'm at 1024 on this Springfield.
They're using my number for some reason. I don't know how they're doing. See, we're wireless. We're Verizon wireless.
How many calls did you get? Did you get a lot of
calls? You're Dave, right?
Yeah, this
You're
is...
You're Dave.
I'm Dave.
Are you with Altel?
No, I'm not with Altel. No, I just live on your street, I think.
Well, what's your last name?
Williams.
Dave Williams.
Oh, yeah. Do you believe me now?
Because the gentleman who called my neighbor said his name was Dave. That's why I asked you, Dave.
Oh, no. I'm the real Dave. I recognize your voice. I remember because I remember your voice when you called me and you said you were with True Green and you were underneath my house and you lost your wedding ring in my basement.
No kidding. Well, I was with True Green, and you're underneath. We're underneath his Dave's house, and we're looking. Lost my wedding ring.
Yeah. Hey, can you tell that lady in the background? Tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up. She keeps interrupting.
Oh, why are you saying this?
Well, she kept interrupting, so I was just thinking, you know, maybe she should shut the fuck up.
You are the one, aren't you, Dave?
What? What are you talking about?
Dave, you are the one.
What do you mean? What do you mean the one? Like Neo?
Why are you using that kind of language?
Well, I'm that kind of person. I just curse a lot. I'm sorry.
No, Dave.
Okay, instead.
We've got to get to the bottom of this. I'll take care of you, Dave.
Can you tell your wife
to use that kind of language?
Please quieten down a little bit?
No. You're hacking and you're doing something wrong, Dave.
I'm not a hack. I don't even know what hacking is.
Bye, Dave.
I was just trying.
I'll check you out, Dave.
No, I was just trying to take a nap. That's all.
That's all.
Holy crap! I'm in trouble. I'm gonna get taken care of. Shit! I don't know what to do now, you guys. I'm scared. I was gonna do more show, but at this point, I'm freaked the fuck out. So I think I'm going to have to end the show today. Yes, Enigma, my prank days are over. Fuck. Fuck. What do I do? Well, you know, everyone, please donate to the Patreon, because I'm going to have a lot of legal fees soon, if I don't die, if this guy doesn't kill me. Actually, never mind about the Patreon, I think I'm just going to die. He's going to come kill me. So, yeah, I think that's the end of the show. I did a 90 minutes, that's good enough, right? I forgot how many listeners I said I had earlier, but that's pretty crazy that there's 301 listening. Is that normal now? I know it's been like a couple weeks since I've done a live show or something like that, but holy fucking shit, 300 people on a Sunday? Basically, get a life, everyone who's listening right now. What the hell? I'm gonna get it going, though. I'm gonna go hide in my bunker. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm playing video game music to end the show with, because you guys haven't heard enough video game music. Make sure y'all go to church tonight. Bye.
My 10th favorite music, MC Lars.
Side of his dad. Time went by, the kid grew up, the man grew old, grew accustomed to things being rough without a son. All he could do is reminisce about a time once lost, now gone amiss. His friends don't want to play kids, kids they want to play bridge. The old man needs to act his age, but he doesn't care, his heart's in the right place. He took a rain check on now for yesterday. All of your thoughts, all of your memories,
people you love become sworn enemies.
Just one look in the mirror,
and you look right back in tears.
Here.
You need to take the outcome, accept the consequence,
make a decision, leave the rest of them on the fence, leave your umbrella, let the storm for this chance.
There's a chance.
Disappear overnight. There's a chance.
You just get lost in thought. There's a chance.
Coming at you if you're ready or not.
There's a chance.
You can't save the whole world at once.
There's a chance.
Not dying if you keep on trying. Her older brother came and went. It didn't seem like much to him. But to a 4-year-old, it can seem like a lifetime. He would go away for a day just to find a crime. She would watch him play video games. Said he's too young, she watched anyway. So he gave her a handheld. She took it everywhere, took baths with it. It was her teddy bear. So when he left that night, he didn't have the heart to tell her. He had to go so her life could be a lot better. She never saw him since and felt strange. Kept to herself, stuck in the game. Didn't want to figure it out, cause then she wanted to have a reason for her brother to come back and see him. So she's been on the same level for years. Even though she beat the game, she still stays here. All of your thoughts, all of your memories,
people you love become sworn enemies.
Just one look in the mirror,
and you look right back in tears.
Here.
You need to take the outcome, accept the consequence,
make a decision, leave the rest of them on the fence, leave your umbrella, let the storm come. There's a chance. There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Disappear overnight. There's a chance.
You just get lost in thought.
There's a chance.
Coming at you if you're ready or not.
There's a chance.
You can't save the whole world at once.
There's a chance.
Not dying if you keep on trying.
Bill Johnson was a third-grade music fan from Alabama. And when he rocked the guitar, he was one bad mamma jamma. Every time he played the six-string, kids would say, Bill, you're amazing. Till one day he bought a Wii and plugged into that benign plaything. Guitar Hero, his brand new addiction. Played all day, no parental restriction. Levels beaten, throwing conniptions. When he missed a note, obsession, affliction. Moved on to Rock Band and played some more. Never really left the living room floor. Rocking out all day, made his fingers sore. Played and he played till he turned 24. The punk band he'd formed with friends had shown the local scene some promise. But when Bill stopped showing up for practice, their fans doubted like St. Thomas. Bill said he'd learned the new scales and chords, but it proved dishonest. His friends warned that they'd kick him out, but Bill blocked out what they admonished. Now Bill's 49. 69 with a 9-to-5, gaming on the weekends to feel alive. When the music talent he once displayed has faded with the decades of skill betrayed. Upstairs in the closet you'll see a Fender covered in cobwebs, cause no one remembers the rockstar dreams that die by the light of the flash of the Wii on those warm southern nights. All of your thoughts, all of your memories, people you love become sworn enemies. Just one look in the mirror, and you'll look right back in tears. You need to take the outcome, accept the consequence, make a decision, leave the rest of them on the fence. Leave your umbrella, let the storm come, there's a chance.
Well, I know you have time because you're a hobo. You don't have a job.
I work, sir. I work still. And don't tell me, and quit calling me a hobo.